season 4, episode 2. I kind of wanted to like quote one of my favorite songs, and you're way too young to remember this one. So, welcome to the next episode. Okay, all right. That wasn't the whole beat on it. I have no rhythm, but I do still love that song. So anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to talk about a little operations today, and we're going to try not to scare Daniel. I did find out a fun fact, not really sure how this has happened over all the years that he's been here. How many years have you been here?
I have now been here 6.5 years.
6.5. It almost sounds like he's a 5-year-old. I'm going to be 5.5. Okay. Anyway, just kidding. He's never been in the podcast room. How? And I know it's because you're loud. So typically we do have to shoot you outside, which, hey, I get. I'm allowed to. But I just find it odd that you've never been in here.
Well, it's okay. I'm here now and I'm excited to be here.
He was knocking on the door. He was like, hello, let me in. All right. Anyway, let's talk about today. Operations. All right. So you've been here 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. You are operations lead upstairs. So we appreciate everything you're doing there. And Lord knows you have been a huge support for myself and for Jay. Why don't you talk about your role a little bit? Just a brief overview of what you do day to day to help with the drivers.
Yes, I'm there to help any driver that needs me at any point during the day. I try my best to even answer them at nighttime. But during 7 to 5 here at Boyd Brothers, I'm upstairs in the office talking to guys, getting them loads as they come into the door, saying hello to you, getting you over to the safety department if you need to, and even coming downstairs to check on trailers.
So I was going to say operations is the unsung hero of the world. But of course I'm super biased when it comes to stuff like that. But let's talk about how you encourage the fleet managers, because I know you've ran up with you started in sales. Mm-hmm. Started in sales, then you were a planner, you worked with some awesome people in sales, myself included. but let's talk about how you encourage the fleet managers to help support their drivers. How do you do that every day?
Absolutely. So obviously during this year, we've had a few transitions, and it's just to support our fleet managers. I try to go by their desk every day, say hello to them, you know, keep the vibes in the office good and fun and happy. We like to have fun here at Boyd Brothers. You know, any question you have, I always tell them there's no stupid questions, so please ask it. Same thing goes to the drivers. You know, I love to talk. I love to have a good time. So to motivate and support them, we make sure that they have what they need. We even allow our fleet managers to work a remote day here and there so they can go to the doctor, or they can go take care of a loved one or a child. So we try to be there for them just as we are our drivers.
Well, we've introduced the new planning role. Mm-hmm. A little bit. And it's rolling now. You are one of the planners.
Right.
So that's awesome. Tamara's a planner and Kevin Spivey is a planner. Tamara and Kevin Spivey are both in our Clayton facility. If you haven't seen them, well, they've both been here a long, long time. Tamara started when she was 4. So when I say she's been here 20-plus years, it's only because she started when she was 4. It's definitely not because she's older. So that way, Tamara, just in case, you're still my favorite. But the planning role, talk about how that particular role works with the fleet managers, how it works with sales, how it works with how that particular role, how we've introduced it, how we've got it going, and what pros you see from it.
Yeah, so the main pros I see with the planning model is going to be that the planners follow the drivers. They follow them around, and they're not going to be moving from zone to zone. Prior, we had it to where if a planner planned a truck from, let's say, Georgia to South Carolina, it went from one area to the next, so it changed planners. Now the planner is going to follow that driver, is going to follow that fleet manager. So the planners are assigned to certain fleet managers and fleets, which allow them to follow them and help them book freight and plan the freight more efficiently so they can get to where they need to be on time, get to where home time when they want to be, and just be more efficient.
I like that. So I've always been a huge proponent of the planning model. We still have our sales team. They're still booking freight. They're still working with the same customers. We have brought on some new customers. We have brought on some customers that people have not seen in a while. So I did have a guy come in the other day, and he was like, I got a load. I'm not going to give it away because I know a lot of people watch this, and I don't need them going in our back door. But he got a load he hadn't seen in a long, long time, and he was very, very excited about it. So some oldies but goodies coming back on the surface. But I've always been a big proponent of the planning model. I think it's so much easier to follow the driver than to follow freight. I mean, that's just me. So,
absolutely. Also gives the driver another point of contact to call when they can't get a hold of their fleet manager. If their fleet manager is dealing with something, you can call the person that directly plans your truck and helps you make money throughout the week. So make sure and reach out to them.
I like that. I really do. I like it. I like when everybody's firing on all cylinders. And I think that it also has helped our sales team, start spreading their wings and brokering a little bit, or a lot of it, actually. We're on pace this week to do something we have not done in a very, very long time. So I'm very, very excited about that. And margins are staying strong. So, hey, great job on that, guys. I want to talk about the driver support function. We moved them upstairs with us. You know, they sit right there. You sit literally right across the wall from them. But talk about the driver support function and how that, you know, helps our drivers and supports.
Yeah, so they're our night support. So just to kind of start, where our fleet managers are 7 to 5, so they're really not going to be available to you after hours or even on the weekends. They do their best to support you and contact you when they can. But driver support's there to help you at nighttime and over the weekend through breakdowns, maintenance. They can even help you get a pickup number from time to time. So call into them, and they will assist you. They're there for any type of support at night. Now, during the day when they're here, you know, they're mainly here for breakdown and maintenance. So from 7 to 5, make sure you call your fleet manager, but driver support will make sure they'll take care of any maintenance or breakdown issues you have over the road.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've loved having those guys upstairs. It's been fun having Keith back up there with us, you know.
Yeah, sure has.
Back in the day, Keith ran our Cofield yard for us, and it's been awesome having him back up there with us. So, all right, my favorite time of year, sweet summertime.
I do like summer.
I know you love my singing. I like it when you pretend you don't, but I know you do. And that's okay. Everybody does. I'm really going to cut a deal one day with Nashville.
At least this microphone has a limit, so this microphone can't be turned up all the way. So
I think it should be, though.
I like that Skylar has control of it.
I think that we should take that control back. And he just tried to mute me. Rude. Anyway, just kidding. Summertime. Summertime is coming. Tarps. Tarps, tarps, tarps. We are going to bring back our tarp challenge this year. I know y'all love it when I do that. But we do have some new faces upstairs that haven't ever done it. So I feel like it's a great time. But what do you see as some of the summer challenges, like as far as tarping, securements, storms, those kind of things? What do you see facing our drivers that's coming up that they can be on the lookout for?
Yeah, I mean, you got to make sure that you're tarping your lows during the weather. Obviously, during the summertime, you get some very rainy days in certain areas, especially Florida. Down there, if it's a lumber load, make sure you're tarping it. Make sure you're taking care of it. You know, one thing I've always said, if you're questioning when to tarp it, when in doubt, tarp it out. So... if you're questioning the shipper and they're telling you, hey, it tarps, and your load information says it doesn't tarp, go ahead and tarp it. Call me, call your fleet manager, let us know what's going on, and we'll make sure you get compensated for tarping that load. We want to make sure our customers are taken care of, and vice versa. If it says that they're telling you it's no tarp and it says yes tarp on your load information, just call in. Make sure you communicate with us. We definitely want to hear about it.
Definitely watch for the popcorn showers. I mean, you're absolutely right. Florida especially, but here in the South, I mean, y'all know it can be beautiful at 12 o'clock, and then by 1:15, the sky is literally falling out, which is what we're expecting today.
Absolutely.
That's what I understand. So there we go. Okay. With summer comes vacations and holidays. So you got Memorial Day. You've got 4th of July, my birthday, your birthday. I mean, there's a lot of big things that happen in our summer months. So it increases traffic. I mean, I know, especially around my birthday, it does. But that's one of the things our guys should always be, you know, aware of, is the extra traffic on the road and things like that. When I was writing out my notes for this episode, I thought, you know, our next episode should really be safety, mainly because the Blitz is coming up. I feel like Skylar, because I know him and he can do it, they'll be floating behind my head by the time he edits this. I feel pretty confident with that. Am I right with that, Skylar?
Yes. Can it be like right here?
You want me to put it over your head?
Yeah, I
want to
be right here.
Yes. All right. Anyway, so we'll talk about the Blitz. We'll have that information flowing up next to us. And maybe next episode we can get Jeff down here to talk about the summertime. Maybe a little swimsuit action for him. Not me. Him. Him. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
All right. Well, nothing's off the table, you know? All right. So, you know, I love the fact that you came down here, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much for doing that. Is there anything else you want to share or want to, you know, bring to the table for our drivers or our viewers?
Yeah, one of the newest things we've added actually in the Georgia area is we have a new drop yard out of Atlanta. So over there, the guys will be able to shower. They'll be able to sleep on the yard there in Atlanta. It's one of the TA yards. We went ahead and dropped some trailers there. We've moved a container over there. There's also a washer and dryer there that our guys can use to make sure they can wash some clothes, take care of a few things while they're there. So it'll be a good tool for us to use as we drop loads and take care of a few things. It'll also open up a few spaces over at Janus, because you know that's where we've been dropping trailers at Mad Dog over there. So that'll open up some opportunities in Georgia. So we're super excited about that. And if any drivers have any questions, feel free to reach out to me.
Remember to look on your drop notes about which areas, which which spots to drop in. The numbers, the spot number will be on your driver information. So please, y'all, look at that. We've had some issues in the past at Mad Dog, but hey, nothing major, nothing we can't fix. Just make sure you're dropping it in the right spot. That's one of the biggest things I see. So awesome job on that. All right. LinkedIn, Facebook, X/Twitter. What are the rest of them?
Instagram.
YouTube, all the medias. I don't know. Skylar has us on so many medias that, I'm old, guys. I don't know. We're out there, and it's awesome. So if you're looking for a truck driving career instead of a truck driving job, your path starts right here, guys. Come on to Boyd.